Now come to number 5. He says Vaidhi Raghanuga Chaiti Sadvidha Sadhanabhidha. So now he further starts speaking. First he defines what is sadhana. So up till now he has defined what is sadhana bhakti. And now he elaborates on it. So he says that sadhana bhakti is of two types, Vaidhi sadhana and Raghanuga sadhana. So this is the way to explain that you first start with a general introduction and then you start refining it. Because his purpose is to explain Vraj Bhakti, which is the topmost. So he does not start immediately with that. But the definition which he gave applies to Vraj Bhakti. So he starts giving the definition, and now he says that this sadhana bhakti has two parts or two divisions to it. Not parts, but two divisions, separate divisions. So we should understand that it is of two types. So these two are distinct types. It's like when you say that in varnashram system there are four varnas, four class of people, Brahmana, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So we have to understand that Brahmana is not Kshatriya and Kshatriya is not Brahmana. And also applies for other things. So similarly we should understand that Vaidhi is not Raghanuga and Raghanuga is not Vaidhi. And it is not that automatically Vaidhi is going to become Raghanuga. It doesn't happen. These are two separate things. The seed for Vaidhi is different and the seed for Raghanuga is different. Just as the seed for Kshatriya is different and seed for Brahmana is different. Kshatriya is not going to turn into Brahmana suddenly. There is no such thing. You may have to take another birth. It's a different story. But not in that life. So this is also misunderstanding that you start with Vaidhi and then gradually Vaidhi will turn into Raghanuga. Now that's not what he is saying. Vaidhi is Vaidhi and Raghanuga is Raghanuga. So now after saying this, then he defines what is Vaidhi and what is Raghanuga. Yatra Ragana Vaptatvat Pravritti Rupajayate Shasne Naiva Shastrasya Svavaidhi Bhakti Ruchyate. So Vaidhi is that where one does not have raga, means you don't have a natural liking for bhakti. Ragan avaptatvat. So that is the first thing, that there is no natural liking for it. And number two, then why, if it is not, you don't have a natural liking, why do you do this? Because our tendency is to do things which we like to do. So he says, Shasne Naiva Shastrasya Pravritti Rupajayate. But you do it because you study Shastra, and from Shastra you understand that this is good for us, and Shastra is also asking us to engage in bhakti. So that means this will be performed by a person who actually believes in Shastra. So that means he will say it later on when he talks about Adhikara, he will bring the Shraddha. Otherwise, let Shastra say whatever it is saying, why I have to worry about it? So because one believes in Shastra, therefore one understands that following Shastra is good. And then Shastra is saying that you should Shrotavya, Smartavya, Kirtitavya, Smartavya, Ichthabhayam. That you should hear about Krishna, you should do kirtan about him, you should remember him. So then you engage in bhakti. So that is called Vaidhi bhakti. Yatra bhaktau pravrittihi punshoho raga navaktatvat ragena anavakta iti hetoho shastrasya sasnenaiva upajayate sa bhaktir vaidhi uchyate. So basically our pravritti means engagement. Our engagement or our inclination in particular activity can happen because of two reasons. One is that we naturally like it. For example, eating sweets. So there is a natural liking for sweet. And then other pravritti, other reason why we perform an act is because we know that this is good for us. Or somebody has told, doctor has told you that you should eat karela. So karela is bitter and there is no natural inclination to eat karela. Or neem leaves. But because doctor says that this is good for you, so then you do it. So when you are doing it, you don't have a raga for it. When you are eating neem leaves in the morning, you are not eating them as you will eat chocolate. Means you are not feeling very great by eating. And if you have not tried, please try the neem leaves. And then you will know what I mean. Especially eat chocolate and then try. It will clean your teeth very nicely because neem is antiseptic. In India they make toothpaste from neem. So then why are you eating neem leaves? Not because of raga, therefore raga anavaptatvat. That you have not developed raga for it. It's possible that maybe eating every day you develop a taste for it. That also happens, like smoking. When you smoke for the first time, you don't have liking for it. But smoking regularly, then you develop a taste. So in the beginning, when you are doing it, you are smoking or you are eating neem leaves, you are not doing it because of the raga, because of some attachment or liking for it. You do it because of injunction. Shastra, sasna naiva shastrasya. So doctor has told you, so you are eating. So that is the shasan. Shasan means instruction, order. So somebody has ordered you or asked you or prescribed prescription. There is a prescription to eat neem leaves, so you eat it. So there are two things. Why are you becoming inclined to eat neem leaves? There are two parts to it. One is that you don't have a natural taste for it. And second, you are doing it because if you don't have a natural taste, you won't do it. So why you still do it? Because of prescription. So when you perform bhakti, because it is prescribed in the shastra, although you would rather prefer to go to the bar or rather sleep in the morning instead of getting up and going for Mangal Aarti, but still you do it because that is the prescription and you understand this is good. So then it is called Vaidhi bhakti. That is the definition of Vaidhi. So therefore he says that punsho raga navaptatvat ragena anavapta iti hetu shastrasya sasna neva upjayate. That the real cause is the prescription of shastra. Sa bhakti vaidhi uchyate. That bhakti is called vaidhi. Ragoatra anuraga tad ruchischa. So raga here is not the raga which, there is also another word, because raga is has many meanings. So there is a raga stage after prema also, there is a raga and anuraga. So here the word raga does not refer to that. Raga simply means just liking. You have a natural liking for it. So that's what the word raga signifies. Agre ragatmika raganugyor bhedasya vakshmanatvat. So why he is saying that it is just taste? Because later on he is going to say the difference between ragatmika and raganuga. Sasne naivaiti eva karat rag praptau praptatvam api chet tarhi anse naiva vedhitvam geyam. So if the word eva has been used here, shasne naiva shastrasya, that means your pravritti, your engagement in bhakti is only because of shastric injunction. And if you have attained liking for it, then you are still doing it, so then it will be partly vedhi and partly because of your liking. So then he says, anse naiva vedhi. And Vishnath Chakrati says, rago atra ragastadruchi. Atha sadhanadav pravritti samanye kutruchit lobhasya karnatvam kutruchit shastra shasnasya. Tatrucha yasyam bhakto lobhasya karnatvam nasti kintu shastra shasne saiva savedhiti. So he is making it more clear that when your engagement in bhakti is only because of prescription of shastra, then it is called vaidhi. But if you have liking and you are interested in it, then that is raganuga. Sri Murte Darshanad Dasam Skandhiya Tattat Lila Shravanacha Bhajan Lobhastad Anaptatvad Anadhinatvad Heto Shastrasya Sasne Naivaya Pravritti Rup Jayate Sa Bhakti. So some people may engage in bhakti because they go to temple and they see the deity and they become very attracted to the deity. Or they may hear Krishna Katha, pastimes of Krishna, especially from the 10th canto, and this attracts them somehow, and then they engage in bhakti. That is different, that is the next one. So in Vaidhi, this attraction is not there. So he gives one example of this in the next verse. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavyaha Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Chitavaya. The verse is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to King Parikshit when he asked that what is the duty of a mortal being. So he said that the duty of everyone, O King, is that one should hear, glorify and remember Bhagavan Hari Krishna, who is also Paramatma and who is Sarvatma, who is everybody's Atma. So he must be heard, glorified and remembered or contemplated upon. If one wants freedom from fear, and fear here specifically refers to death, because that was the question asked. So if you want to become free from fear of death, or for that matter any other fear, then the only solution, only remedy is bhakti. So somebody hears this statement, and we all have some fear in our life, so then he starts performing bhakti. So that will be vaidhi. So there is no comment here. Tasmad Bharata Ityatra Hari Shabda Bhaktascha Prapta Architvatu Govindam. So Mukunda Goswami says that here the word Hari also refers to the devotees. that not only we hear about Krishna, but also we hear about his devotees. So Krishnam smaran janam chasya preshtam nisamihitam tatat katharatas chasya kuriyadvasham rajasada. So later on it will be said that one should remember Krishna and also his dear devotees and listen to the stories of Krishna and the stories of his devotees and should reside in Vraja, because this place is more conducive for bhakti. Although bhakti can be performed anywhere, but Vraja is more conducive for it. So therefore there is an injunction to stay here. If there is any question to ask on this.
Babaji, since Vaidhi Bhakti doesn't culminate to Raganuga, do we have to make this transaction?
No, it's... Yes.
But what if there is no taste?
So then you do it to acquire the taste.
So, but then it does happen that Vaidhi culminates into Raganuga.
No, Vedhi does not. Vedhi will also give you taste, but that will be Vedhi taste. Because Vedhi will also bring you to Prema. This description which is given, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangata Bhajan Kriya Tata Unartha Nivritti Sati, it applies to both Vedhi and Raganuga. But the ruchi, asakti, prema which you get from Vedhi is of different type than what you get from Raganuga. So there is a difference. So Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he says that in the beginning you may not have liking, taste. So what to do then? If you don't have it, you don't have it. So he says then you do Vedhi mixed with Raganuga, which he doesn't explain what is mixing, but it means is that you follow the rules and regulations knowing that this will bring me taste. Not that I am doing it because I want to become free from the fear of death, etc. So then you say, well, I want to be a Raganuga Bhakta and therefore I am following this. That is the meaning of mixture. So one is that you have the desire, right? Another is that you don't have the desire, but you desire to have the desire. Right? You can also have desire for desire, right? Okay.
What is the difference between the liking of an activity that is done out of in Raganuga and the liking that arises after someone gets bhava?
That liking which you get after bhava, that comes from your heart. Your being itself becomes like that. And before that it is external.
So is it in the mind?
Yeah. So there is of course one difference, is that difference in intensity. And all the liking is always natural, but still there is a difference in that.
So is Raganuga somehow also dependent on how much the activity is correlated to your gunas?
In like, what sense?
No, I mean if you are more in the like, because usually sadhana bhakti is, I mean, if you do sadhana bhakti, then of course you will like it more if you are more in the mode of goodness, because you need to be regulated in order to do it. So is it...
That is not true.
No?
Just because you are in the mode of goodness does not mean that you like it. You may like to be regulated, but you may be still doing it with the intention. You see, the whole idea is intention of engaging in it. That you are engaging it because the Shastra is saying it to you, and because Shastra says and you are in Sattva Guna, then you can do it easily because you are regulated anyway. And the other person is doing it not because Shastra is saying it, but just as attraction for it. He may not be in sattva guna.
So what is it actually that I like when I have this, if I'm doing Raganuga bhakti?
Means you just like to hear, you like to study Shastra, you like to do Japa, you like it. You like to be in Vrindavan. Like some people come to Vrindavan and they're fried. They only see everything negative here.
So it means like I have changed my mindset so that now it likes those activities.
Yeah, you just like it, you know.
I wanted to ask you about one thing that you mentioned about that the seed is different. Vaidhi and Raghunuga seed is different. So it does sort of suggest that Raghunuga or Vaidhi is given to disciple by the Guru.
Mm.
That is true?
That is the meaning.
So that is the truth. It suggests that if the Guru is the Raghunuga Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti disciples also supposed to be either Raghunuga or Vaidhi. It cannot be like the Guru is Raghunuga Bhakta, the disciple is Vaidhi Bhakta, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
So if that is the case, so if like disciple of the Bhakta of Raghunuga, the Guru of Raghunuga Bhakta is actually Vaidhi Bhakta,
then he will...
it's not possible in this way.
Well, he may be coming with the interest or because of injunction of Shastra, but he will change ultimately.
So, change can happen?
Yeah, because he's already getting the seed of yes. Raganuga.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I also would like to ask...
So that's what Jiva Goswami says, that mixture part. You know, Because Raganuga, adhikar for Raganuga is not common. It's very rare. And another, we should also make note that sometimes people think that Uttama Bhakti is only for Raganuga. So from here that does not come. Because here he is making now, he said sadhana bhakti, that bhakti, Uttama Bhakti has three divisions. Sadhana, bhava and siddha. And now sadhana has two divisions, Vaidhi and Raganuga. So Vaidhi is also Uttama. So Vaidhi Uttama and Sadhana and Raganuga Uttama Sadhana.